Spiral review is a method of instruction for which teachers incorporate past learning skills into new material and assessment. Or, put more simply, spiral review is a way of coming back to skills that have already been taught over and over throughout the school year. You are listening to Episode 8 of the Upper Elementary Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Dana, and today we are discussing three benefits of bringing spiral review into your upper elementary classroom. Welcome to Upper Elementary Simplified, the podcast where busy and overwhelmed teachers find thoughtful ideas to get students engaged in meaningful learning experiences. Hi, I'm Dana Rodebush, former fifth grade classroom teacher and founder of Teacher Tech Studio. I'm here to share practical tips and strategies that will help you grow as an educator. If you are a tired upper elementary teacher searching for ways to cut down your planning time while boosting student engagement, you are in the right spot. Are you ready? Let's simplify. Do you like games as much as I do? Well, I have a game for us to play throughout the month of June 2023. I've always been a little bit of a word nerd, so I have put together a word puzzle, and I'm calling it the Commitment Challenge. If you are listening before July 15th, 2023, you still have a chance to catch up and participate. To play, head to upperelementarysimplified.com/summer challenge. There you will find all of the instructions on how to play the game. Every Tuesday and Thursday during June, I will be hiding secret clues inside of each episode. Your job is to get your copy of the Commitment Challenge puzzle form and listen to each June episode. Find the hidden clues and fill in the puzzle. Spoiler alert, it's not a difficult puzzle. What you will walk away with is a new commitment that you can make to yourself and your students for the upcoming school year, plus a chance to win a gift card for $25 to a retailer of your choice. I would love for you to join us in this summer challenge, so check it out at upperelementarysimplified.com/summer challenge. That link will be in the show notes. When teachers bring spiral review into their regular instruction routine, it really does give students the best opportunity possible for the skills to really stick. But how does spiral review work? Well, for example, and again, I'm going to focus more on math here. If you are teaching a unit about whole number multiplication this week, and next week you are introducing whole number division, the following week you can plan an activity that gives students the opportunity to review both whole number multiplication and whole number division, as well as some decimal place value strategies that were covered last month. When you implement a system of spiral assessment and review, meaning you assess students often on past skills and then review or provide intervention to students who are not showing mastery, this allows for three specific benefits of student comprehension and their overall experience with that skill. The first benefit of spiral review in the upper elementary classroom is that since students are repeatedly exposed to the target skill on a regular basis, this will make it easier for them to remember that skill in the long term. The likelihood of learning it and forgetting it after the test are less when the skill is often revisited. I was that kid that could memorize anything. I can still memorize very well. But as I got older, I realized that just memorizing content for a test does not translate into learning it. Now, the only thing that I can say that this does not apply to is math fact fluency. I'm a huge proponent of memorizing math facts, but that topic of discussion is for another day. Besides math facts, the more students see, experience in new ways, read about, or actively engage with content, the more likely they will retain that information and actually learn it. Summer is the perfect time to get some professional development hours completed. If you are listening to this in real time, I would love for you to join myself and several other math educators at this year's Cheerful Math Conference. This is a virtual upper elementary math conference loaded with video presentations, free gifts, and a chance for you to grow professionally in your pajamas. Find the link to the event in the show notes for today's episode or at upperelementarysimplified.com/math conference. I hope to see you there. I forgot how to do this. Or did we learn this? Raise your hand if you have ever heard your students ask a question similar to these. How defeating is that as a teacher to hear those questions? Yes, we learned this. We talked about it yesterday. Even though we shouldn't be focused on state-mandated assessments, we are because we have to be. There's so much pressure, one of the flaws of the education system, but again, a topic for another day. But anyway, back to our list of benefits of spiral review. Number two is that spiral review is ideal for continuous end-of-year test prep and helps avoid those dreaded questions in the spring when you are getting your students ready for testing season. When you're reviewing these big concepts throughout the year, it is less overwhelming to you and your students when it comes time to review for the big test. And a bonus is that your students will also be better prepared to enter the next grade level, and so your vertical co-teachers will be very happy with you. Arguably, the most important benefit of spiral review is number three on our list, and that is that students are challenged in the sense that they don't, quote unquote, know exactly what is coming. What I mean by this is, using the example of whole number multiplication and division from earlier, you have just introduced whole number multiplication to your fifth grade students, and you assign a practice activity for them to complete so that you can assess their understanding. One of the questions on the activity is the following. Marv is ordering 58 copies of a book for the students in fifth grade. Each book costs $12. How much will Marv spend on books? So if students have just been given a lesson about whole number multiplication, are they going to really dig deep into this word problem? Or are they just going to look at the numbers and multiply them? Right, they are just going to multiply 58 times 12. On the other hand, if students are working on a spiral review activity and the instructions ask them to solve the problem using multiplication or division, and the following question is also included. Marv spent $696 purchasing copies of a book for the students in fifth grade. Each book costs $12. How many books did Marv buy? They will need to look at each of those word problem scenarios and visualize what they know about Marv and what is being asked to solve the problems. This is something I used to always ask my students when they were learning to problem solve, and that is, what do you know and what are you being asked? So for the first example, and this may be hard to visualize as a listener, Marv is ordering 58 copies of a book for the students in fifth grade. Each book costs $12. How much will Marv spend on books? So the student should be thinking, this problem is telling me that he is going to have 58 groups of $12, so I need to multiply. And then the second example, Marv spent $696 purchasing copies of a book for the students in fifth grade. Each book costs $12. How many books did Marv buy? Your student should be thinking, this problem is telling me that he needs to find out how many groups of 12 are in $696, so I need to divide. Preparing students to think through the procedures they perform in math is crucial to their success in higher grade levels and in their own real-world experiences. And this can be accomplished through using spiral review as an instructional strategy. The beach umbrella equals the letter I, as in iguana. So, to recap today's three benefits of spiral review in the upper elementary classroom. Number one is that since students are repeatedly exposed to the target skill on a regular basis, this will make it easier for them to remember that skill in the long term. Number two is that spiral review is ideal for continuous end-of-year test prep and helps avoid those dreaded questions in the spring when you are getting your students ready for testing season. And number three is that students are challenged in the sense that they don't, quote unquote, know exactly what is coming. Well, that is all I have for you today. Tune in this Thursday for another Thursday 13 and next Tuesday as we discuss my thoughts on math fact fluency. And please be sure to check out the Cheerful Math Conference linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.